Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A Jewish newspaper has exhorted Christian parents to teach the Bible to their children. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There seems to be a dramatic overall drop in support for Israel among the younger generation of evangelicals. Talk to us about this.
Well, on Tuesday, the Times of Israel ran an article, "Support for Israel among U.S. evangelical Christian drops sharply." And I agree, it's definitely a cause for concern related to the future of evangelicalism if the trend continues. Since 2018, backing for Israel dropped from 75% to 33%. Nearly half of evangelicals aged 18 to 29 say they favor establishment of a Palestinian state. A new survey points to a growing divide in the U.S. between young evangelical Christians and their elders, particularly in their views on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, indicating Israel could see a significant drop in support in coming years.
Then, having said all of that, David, and thinking about where we are headed, what do you think needs to happen in our churches, in our Christian schools, and in fact, even in our homes, to effect some biblical course corrections in these trajectories?
I've said for a long time, everything is theological. Everything is about what we believe. Not just what we claim to believe, but what we really believe as it affects our lives and the decisions we make every day. And our pastors and our teachers and our parents need to return to clear expository teaching that's rooted in a biblical hermeneutic, a literal, grammatical, historical means of interpreting the Bible. This means taking the entire Word of God seriously from Genesis to Revelation, and it means teaching doctrine consistently, whether it's the doctrine of the Bible itself as the inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God, or it's about man and sin, or the Savior and salvation, or the church, Israel, and the world in the end times. In Romans 10:17, we read that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And in 2 Timothy 3, Paul says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." That's the key.
David James explaining why it is important for Christian parents to teach their children the Bible. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As David said, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 reveals to us that teaching children the Bible is profitable. We must stop entertaining our young people and start exhorting them with the Word of God. This teaching will prepare children and parents as well for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...